Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Aleph, six lines from the top of Daf Chof Aleph from Aleph, and we begin with the new Mishnah. The beginning of the first Mishnah of this parak spoke about the dinim of a Kohen Gadol, and then the Sefer of the Mishnah spoke about dinim of a Melech. The Mishnah on Daf Chof Aleph continued to speak about dinim of a Melech. Our Mishnah similarly continues and discusses dinim of a Melech. Before we begin, let us read some of the psukim that are found in Pasha Shoftim in Perek Yud Zayin, where the Torah speaks about dinim of a Melech. After the pasuk tells us that Klal Yisrael will ask for a Melech, and saying Tassim Alech HaMelech, the pasuk tells us Rak LeYav LeSusim LeYoshev Esa'am Mitzrayma LeMan HaBisus VaShem Omelechem LeSisif LeNoshim BaDerech HaZeh Oid. Pasuk Yud Ches continues LeYav LeNoshim LeYosel LeVavoy MeChesiv Ezov LeYav LeMoid. Next pasuk states V'Hoy Keshifte Al Kisim Amlachtoy VeChesiv LeYis Mishnah Torah Zoyis Al Seifim Mufnei Akoinim Alviim V'Hoy Siyimoy V'Kor B'Kol Yimichayev LeMan Yilmud LeYoris HaShem LeKov Lishmas Kol Divrei Torah Zoyis VeZachukim Eila LaSoysom. And even though the din of LeYav LeNoshim actually only mentioned after we state Rak LeYav LeSusim. However, the order of our Mishnayis actually starts with LeYav LeNoshim, and as our Mishnah starts LeYav LeNoshim El Shemin Esrei, the Torah limits the amount of wives that a male could have, and a male could only have 18 wives. The Gemara will discuss the Makar. Rabbi Yehuda Imem Marbu Loi Lovach Loi Yehim Siusas Liboy. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a male could have even more than 18 wives as long as they won't be in danger that they'll be Meses Liboy and they will turn him away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Shimon states, "Afilu achas u'mesiris libay harezal leyusena." Certainly, a king can't even marry one woman. Potentially, will turn him away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Named Cain, lomanema leyav leynoshim. And if so, why did the Torah tell us that he can't have many wives? And Rabbi Shimon explains, "Afilu kavigayel," that even if his wife would be like Avigayel, who was tzaddikus, and there is no potential that she would turn him away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that even so, he can't have more than 18 wives. And before we continue, let's point out that there is machlekes rishonim how to learn our Mishnah. As according to Taisus, as well as other Rishonim, there is only a two-way machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and they're coming to explain the words of the Tanakhama, who stated LeYav LeNoshim El Shemin Esrei, and then is machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon how to explain that din. However, as we will see from the Yad Ramah, that he actually learned that there's a three-way machlekes. There's a Tanakhama who states LeYav LeNoshim El Shemin Esrei, and then there's a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon who both argue on the Tanakhama. We will explain this once we learn the Gemara, and our Gemara begins LeMeimra to Rabbi Yehuda. The Dorish time in the Krah, Rav Shimon Dorish time in the Krah, that based on the words of the Mishnah, it seems clear that Rabbi Yehuda states, Mabu Loyal Vachalim Messius Liboy, that he is being Dorish time in the Krah, and since the Pasuk states, Layabali Noshim Vloyosu Lubavai, so clearly the Torah is telling us that the only reason why he wouldn't be able to marry a woman is only if there's a potential that he will be turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if he's marrying someone that has a Cheses Kashrus, then the Melech would be able to marry more than 18 wives, and Rav Shimon, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, holds that although the Torah tells us, however, we are not Derish time in the Krah, and the Pasuk just tells us that you can't have many wives, and it doesn't make a difference if this woman will be Miyasta Slavavi or not. Even so, there's a lay plug, and the Torah gives a blanket Isser that a Melech can't have more than 18 wives. And the Gemara therefore is, Va'ipcha Shemilu, that Lemaisa we know that their Svaris and their Shitas are Pungfakat. As we know, there are many times in Shas where the Gemara states, Rab Shimon who the Derish time in the Krah, and therefore Rab Shimon is the man Omer who's Derish time in the Krah, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's generally not Derish time in the Krah. And as the Gemara continued, the Tanya, as we looked at the Braisa, Amona ben Shiania ben Shiashira, Eim Mashkenesa, Shenemel Sachbo beg Amona, Divra Yehuda. This Braisa is discussing the Issa that's found in Pasuk Kisese, that when someone lends money to an Amona, they shouldn't take a Mashken. And as the Pasuk states, Le Sachbo beg Amona, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it doesn't make a difference if this Amona is wealthy or if she's poor, the same din applies, and you can't take a Mashken from an Amona. However, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Ashir Mashkenesa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Torah tells us that we can't take a mashkin from almana, it's only referring to an almana who's very poor. However, if she's a wealthy almana, you can take a mashkin. And the Gemara now explains the words of Rabbi Shimon as Hachi Kamar. This is what Rabbi Shimon meant to say: that the reason why you can't take a mashkin from almana, since if she's poor, then the halacha is that you have to return a Beged Laila at night, the Beged Yoyim has to return during the day, so a person that will take a mashkin from her will always be found going in and out of the house of Almana, and people will start speaking that they have a relationship with each other. Therefore, the Torah states that you can't take the Beged of Almana as a mashkin, since Rav Shimon is Derish time in the Krah, so he says this din only applies to Almana that's an Ani, and not to an Almana that's an Asher, since the reasoning doesn't apply, there would never be a need for the lender to go into the Almana's house, as there's never a need to give her Beged back. The Gemara therefore states, Alma, so we see Rabbi Huda loy derish time in the Kra, then this brisa is clear, Rabbi Huda is not derish time in the Kra, and he states that it's loy plug, and it doesn't make a difference what type of almana, there's always a halacha that he can't take a mashkin. Rabbi Shimon derish time in the Kra, Rabbi Shimon is derish time in the Kra, and this is a steer to our Mishnah, and the Gemara answers, Ba'alma Rabbi Huda loy derish time in the Kra, that whereas Rabbi Huda is generally not derish time in the Kra, that is the reason why he's not mechalik between almana, that's an aniyah, or ashira. However, Shani Hachad mefarish time in the Kra, and whether the din b'negei melech is different, as the Torah actually is mefarish and explicitly tells us what the reason is for this din. The Torah states, Matam loyabalei noshim mishum d'leyos levavai, that what is the reason that he can't have multiple wives is because we're concerned that he should turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Rabbi Huda holds that as long as we're not concerned that this wife will turn him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the melech would be allowed to marry this lady, and he would be able to have more than 18 wives. The Gemara now continues and explains the Shita of Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon Amlecha and Rav Shimon respond, Mechtei ba'alma dashi in time of the Kra, that since I generally hold that with derish time of the Kra, so in Kain licht the Kra lo yabal in the Noshav l'shtek, so the Torah should have just stated that a melech cannot have multiple wives, and the Torah didn't have to give us a reason, and even if it didn't say v'lo yasal avavoy, we would be derish time in the Kra, and we would understand that the reason why he can't have multiple wives is shelo yasal avavoy, as Rav Shimon continues, v'no amina matam lo yabar mishum lo yasar, and therefore lo yasal amli, why did Torah write the words lo yasal avavoy? Therefore, Zok Rav Shimon, afilu achas mesiris liba, harei zu lo yasena, that certainly a melech can't even marry one lady who will be mesiris lavavoy, therefore elamani mekayim lo yabar, dafil kavigayel, and when the Torah tells us lo yabal inoshim, it must be telling us that even if his wife is becheses kashrus and there's no shayla that she will not be yasal avavoy, even so there's an issa for him to get married to multiple wives and to marry more than 18 wives. Before we continue, let us go back to the point that we made when we learned the Mishnah, that there was a machlekes exactly how to understand our Mishnah, Ayin Meserish Shas, who brings down from multiple Taisis in the Shas, the Taisis clearly states that there are only two Shitas in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are both coming to explain the Shita of the Tanakama. Similarly, Ayin the end of Rashi, Mesechta's Kedusha, and Daf Samachas and Abayz, Dima Maskel the Darish, where Rashi seems clear to hold by Taisis that there are only two Shitas in regard to our Mishnah. However, Ayin the Adraman, in Asugya, who brings down the Shita of Taisis, and he states, Is the Amri, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, but maybe the Tanakama Pligi, Lefushin memory kase, Isak Daitach, Lefluga Le Kase, Havlon Lefushin Ami, Time of the Tanakama, Hechim Mefarish, Lola Haikra, however, Zakti Adrama, Vanamle Svil Lonahi, Dem Isid Le Polig, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, Havle Lemisne, Bemedver Murm, Nami Emesai, therefore it seems to be clear that there's actually a three of Machlekis in the Mishnah. Yadrama points out that if you want to say that if the Tanakama is actually a third Shita, why didn't our Gemara explain the basis for the Shita of the Tanakama? And Zakti Adrama, Vi'im Mishum Dloy Perishtal, Time of the Tanakama, Mishum to have a Pshitl and Time, as it's Pasha to us the reason of Tanakama, Dloy Dorish Time of the Kra, Vafilo Hechid Mefarish Time of Behedya, as the Tanakama holds that we're never going to be Mefarish Time of the Kra, and even where the Torah actually tells us a specific reason, Lefizev, Vahachi Purushit Masisin, and this is the explanation of our Mishnah, Loyabalim Nashim, Be Mechzakis Bekashris Kavigayel, Be'in Shein Mechzakis Elachai, that according to the Tanakama, the Torah allows a king to have 18 wives, and it doesn't make a difference if this woman is Muchzik Kavigayel and she's Muchzik to be a kosher, or if there's no chazakah, and in all cases he can marry 18 wives. However, certainly even Tanakama agrees that if there's a chazakah that this woman is a Rasha, then certainly he can't marry her, and even if she would be his only wife. Though the feet of Tanakama, there's never a case where a king can marry more than 18 wives. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that if there's a woman with a chazakah, she is a kosher like Avigayel, then the melech could even marry more than 18 wives. And as the Yad Ramah states, Shlei Asur Torah L'Habayis El B'Nashim She'im Uchzakis B'Kashris V'Loi B'Rishayis Shalafi Ruban Yasiris Libai. And the Yad Ramah continues, Rabbi Shimon argues on both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and whereas Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that there's ever a case where melech can marry more than 18 wives, however, Rabbi Shimon holds Afilu Achas V'Him Yasiris Libai Kleima She'im Uchzakis B'Kashris, that she doesn't have a Cheses Kashris, but not necessarily does she have a Cheskes Rishayis. Would be even so, Yesh Lach Hashem Tosas Libai, and therefore raise the Lo Yasena, Daksiv Le Yosel Levavai Le Yaseh Dovah Shegurim Lachasas Libai. And the fear of Shimon, the Gemara is Im Kei Matam Leim Le Yabalei Noshim. Shimon explains that even if there's a woman that has a Cheses Kashris and is like Avigail, and even so, a melech can't be married to more than 18 women. The Kiksiv Le Yabalei Lab Mitaimed Le Yosas Libai Ksiv El Gzeres Akosafi Im Kei Nachikam Rachmana Afilu Kashris De Sal Kedaitoch De Im Mesiris Libai Le Yaba She Im Hirber Soifin Lachasas Libai Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues that the Torah just states Le Yabalei Noshim and doesn't give us a quantity of wives. Lemaisa, as we saw in the Mishnah, Mishnah all agree that when the Torah states lo yabal nashim, it's referring to more than 18 wives, and therefore the Gemara asks hanishman esrim nolan. That how do we know that lo yabal nashim refers to more than 18 wives? And the Gemara explains dichsiv as the pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Parak Gimel states, and the Gemara will now quote four psukim in Parak Gimel, and the pasuk says vayivoldu David banim bechavrin vahi bechayre amnon lachi noyim ha'israelis u'mishneu kilav lavigayil ishes novel hakamli vashlishi avsholim b'macha bas talmi melkeshura. Arvi Adonia ben Chagas, Vachemisha Shafotaya ben Avital, Vashisha Yisroam lo Egla, Ishis David, Egl Yildul David Bechevrain. And we see that at this point, David had six children from six different wives, and the Kavalei Novi, and after the story where David actually married Bathsheba, who was the wife of Uriachiti, Nasan Novi was giving Musa to David, and the Pasuk and Shmuel Beis and Perakut Beis states, Ve'et Lacha is based at Necha, Vesnashea at Necha Bechekecha, Ve'et Lacha is based Yisrael, Vehuda, Vimaat, Vesifa Lacha, Kahina Vechena. The Gemara therefore explains when Nasan stated Kahina Vechena, Kahina Shis, he said, I'm going to give you the same amount of wives that you have right now. And since David had six wives, so he was going to add on another six wives. And then when Nasan stated Vechena a second time, it also refers to another six wives, the Havalu Tamisari. And therefore we see that Nasan said, I'll add on another 12 wives for a total of 18 wives. And we see the maximum number of wives that a Melech could have is 18 wives. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Mishnah, Lefidi Yad Ramah, the Tanakama as well, would have to dash in the pasuk, each based on their own understanding. Well, certainly we have to keep in mind that it's bitzarch bia according to Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda actually held that if you have a wife like Abigail, then you could have even more than 18 wives. And our psukim mentioned Abigail as one of the wives of David, and therefore how could bring a wife in these psukim? The melech can only have up to 18 wives. And Mefarshim also discussed that certainly at this point we know that Nasan Anavi was actually giving Musa to David because he just married Bathsheba, and therefore David was actually married to seven wives at this point, and Chahena v'Chahena should actually total 21 wives. And Ayin L'Archona, who explains that certainly Nasu wasn't counting this, as he felt that it wasn't proper for David to do so, and therefore he wouldn't be counting this amongst the wives of David, and Ayin Masha as well. And our Gemara will now continue, and as we will see, that although our Mishnah holds that when the pasuk states Liabel and Oshim, it's referring to more than 18 wives, however, we will actually see two additional brises. One brisa will hold that a Melech could have 24 wives, and another brisa will hold that a Melech could have 48 wives. And as the Gemara continues, Maskla Ravina, Ravina asks a question on our drasha, Eimu Kahina Tarti Sari, why shouldn't we explain that when Nasan Anavi stated Kahina, he meant to add on an additional six wives, and therefore the subtotal would be 12 wives? And then when Nasan Anavi stated Vikahina, since David HaMelech at that point would have 12 wives, so he's adding on an additional 12 wives, and therefore the total will be Esma Abba, 24 wives. And Tani Nami Hachi, the Gemara brings a brisa exactly like this point, that the pasuk states Liabale Noshim, the brisa learns Yosim Esma Abba. The Gemara continues Lamanda Dorish Vav above Mishmoin Havo, and according to Rabbi Kiva, who we see later on in the Masechta, that Dashin is above. So since the pasuk states Kahina Vichahina, so the Chari we should say Kahina adds on 6, which would be 12. The second Kahina adds on another 12, which is 24, and the Vav adds on another 24 to make a total of 48. And Tanya Namihachi Liabale Noshim Yosim Abba and Vishmoina. However, the Gemara explains with Tanya Didon, why is it that the Tanoim of our mission hold and the Melech can only have 18 wives, as Omer Rav Kana Makish Kahina Basul Kahina Kamo, that we have a hekesh between the first time Nasan Avi stated Kahina to the second time they stated Kahina, Ma Kahina Kamo Shis, and just like Kahina Kamo refers to six wives, Av Kahina Basul Shis, therefore the second mention of Kahina also refers to six additional wives for a total of 18 wives. We already discussed that the Pasuk doesn't mention anything about Bathsheba, but the Gemara now continues and asks, Vahavo Michal, but the Maisa Dover was also married to Michal at this point, therefore he already had seven wives. Based on the words Kahina v'Kahina, a Melech should be able to marry 21 wives. And Rav Eglazu Michal, and Rav explains that in Chanami, Michal is already mentioned in the Pasuk. As Pasuk he mentioned, Vashishi Yisram le'egla Ishis David, El Yud le'David b'chavrein, Loma Nikra Shema Egla, Shechaviva Lov ke'egla, and the reason why she was called a calf is because David loved her like a calf. Mechina Weimer, and we find a Pasuk in Shaftim regarding Shimshon, where Shimshon asked a riddle to the Plishtim, and after 7 days, they still didn't know the answer, and Shimshon told the answer to his wife, and then his wife told the people what the answer to the riddle was. And the pasuk states in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Ches, Yoyim Eloi Anshei Eir, Vayom Hashvi, B'terem Yovei Hachasom, Ma Masuk B'dvash, Ma Az, Me'ari, Vayom Elohem, Luli Chirashim Beglossi, Lo Mitzasim Chidossi, that if not for the fact that you plowed with my eagle, you wouldn't have found an answer to my riddle. And some of Hashem explain that that's why the pasuk states, Vashishu Yisrom Le'egla, Ashes David, as she was the Iker wife of David. The Gemara continues, Mi Havalu Michal Bnei, how can you you say that Eglah refers to Michal, if Michal didn't have children, Vaksiv, the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Perek Vav states, Ulamichal Bashal, Loi Hoyla Vlad, Ad Yay Mesa. And the Gemara answers, Amrav Chista, Ad Yay Mesa, Loi Hoyla, that in the Chenami, Michal didn't have a child until the day of her death, but Beyay Mesa Hoyla, but she had a child on the day that she died, and she died in childbirth. However, the Gemara continues, Mechte, Banim Hecha Kachashalu Bechevron, and when the Pesukim in Shmuel Beis in Perek Gimel discussed the children of David, clearly states, Eli Yodul David Bechevron, that these children were born to David while he was still in Chevron, Ilu Maisa de Michal Bishlaim Havo, and the Maisa that occurred with Michal occurred in Yushlaim, Siv, and as the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Perek Vav states, Bahaya Arein Hashem Bar Ir David, Umichal Bashal Nishkefa Ba'adachaloin, Batiris Amel David Mephazvez Mechakal Lufne Hashem, Bativiz Loi Beliba, and as we know, this happened at the time that the Aron was coming back to Yushlaim from the house of Ovid Adaim, as the Gemara continues, Va'am Rabbi Yehuda Vitim Rabbi Yisif, and Rabbi Yehuda taught us, and some say it was Rabbi Yisif, Shakla saw Michal Ludman Trefasa, Michal received her punishment for saying this to David, and she received her punishment in this world instead of Noam Abba, and her punishment was, as it states in this parak itself, that she wouldn't have children, and therefore, number one, how could Rav Chisid state that B'yay Maisa Hayla, Maisa, she wasn't in Chevron at the time that she died, and number two, how could Rav Chisid state that she had a child on the day that she died? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisif taught us that this was her punishment, and she wouldn't have children, and the Gemara answers, Ala Ima, Adayusu Maisa Hayla, Mikam Ve'ilach Layayla, Ein Chanami, Michal or Egla, originally had a child while they were in Chevron. When the Pasuk tells us that she was punished and she didn't have children, it means to say that after this Maisa, she didn't have any other children. Some explain that even Yisram, who is mentioned in Shmuel Beis in Perek Gimel, also predeceased her, and therefore ultimately, at the time that Michal died, she didn't have any children. The Gemara continues and asks, to how can you say that David only had 18 wives, Vaksiv, but the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Perek Hay states, Yikach David, Oid Pelakshim, V'noshim Yushlayim, Achri, Boyim, Mechevron, V'ayvoldu, Oidu David, Bonim, Bonais. The Gemara responds, L'mulu Yishmein Esrei, that in the Chanami, these were only to get up to 18 wives, but David did not have more than 18 wives. And the Gemara asks, My Noshim, My Pelakshim, Torah mentions Pelakshim and Noshim, and what is the difference between a wife and a Pelegesh? And I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav, Noshim, Beksub, Bekedushin, a wife refers to a woman that someone marries and has Kedushin and has a Ksuba, and Pelakshim, Blake Suba, Blake Kedushin, and a Pelegesh refers to a woman that is Miyuchet to someone, Kedushin wasn't done, and there is no Ksuba. And similar to what the Rambam says, Nigei Ishus that was Kedimat and Torah, Adam Pegei Isha Beshok, and they were Miyachet women for themselves, that is without Kedushin. However, Ayin Rashi in Chumash, who actually says that a Pelegesh is a woman that has Kedushin, but Blake Suba, Ayin Sham. Gemara continues, Vam Rabbi Yudam Rav, Abba Meis Yiladim Hailel David. David had 400 children, Bekulam Bnei Yifas Toya Hayu, and all of them were born from a relationship with Yifas Toya. And as Rashi states, Yifas Toya, Hanishbez B'Muchama, Kedichsev Ruisa B'Shivya, which is the Pasha of Yifas Toya in Pashas Kisetze. Gemara tells us, Umagadle Blurius Hayu, and these children grew their hair like Goyim used to do, and they would have a long ponytail, Bekulam Yashvim Bekrenin Shelzov, and all of them sat in chariots of gold, Umahalchim Barashi Geises Hayu, Behem Hayu Bala Grafin Shelbez David, and they would lead the army, and they would go at the front of the army. They were the strong men of the house of David, and Bali Grafin comes to the Lashon of Egreif, which is a fist. We explain this Gemara like the Yad Ramah, who actually understands that we're talking about David's children. However, Ayin Rashi, Mesechtes Kedushin, and Daf Ayin Vav and Beis, who states, Yiladim, Bachurim Hoyludov Bechayelosav, Veloy Hoyubanov, that these were young men that were part of David's army, but they weren't his children. And he states, Bnei Yifastayah, Noshim Shabakhu, Anshi Yisol, Bumachama, Kedachsiv, Vesel Tech Besecha, Umetekach, Hoyunag, Kemishpatei Ayub Dechavim, and Rashi understands that even though these children had a din like Yisrael, because Lamaisa they only had this child after the Yifastayah was already Gyeris, but even so, these children were Noig like Mishpatei Ayub Dechavim. Lamaisa, the Gemara Mesechta Kedushin, based on the question that the Gemara had, the Gemara at the end of Daf Ayin Vavim Bey states, the Azal the Beusei Alma, that these young men actually did not go to war, they just went ahead of the army in order to scare the enemies. Lamaisa, the Yad Ramah learns that these children were all the sons of David, and even though we previously stated that a Melech can't have more than 18 wives, however, all these were Yifas Tayar, they weren't counted amongst his wives. However, Lamaisa, the Yad Ramah is still bothered that there are various deans that apply to Yifas Tayar, and therefore it would be very difficult to have 400 children from 400 Yifas Tayar. And since we know that for every battle and every war, a person could only take one Yifas Tayar, therefore it must be that David actually had 400 Yifas Tayar from 400 different wars or different battles, or David actually had 200 Yifas Tayar, and each one of them had twins, and that's how he had 400 children from Yifas Tayar. Yad Ramah states, "The idis yaldu trei betrei burim isha achas loy mishkachas lo." It's a it can't be that one woman would have multiple births and she would be considered a yafas tayar, as he brings for the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, b'leitir teri el b'ir yishayna b'shas shivya k'divim l'mei mahash t'gabi tamar v'idah gerina b'hadu ba'alea. And if after she was megaya, and then David would have beer with her, and then she would have other children, le'mishkachas la, d'hadach la b'nei yafas tayar mikri, at that point we wouldn't call them the children of yafas tayar at the geiris ma'aliasi. And in addition, v'su, d'imkin, ifishul noshim tvei mechai, once she's a geiris and David remains married to this woman, then that would be considered his wife, and therefore David would have more than 18 wives, and certainly that is also the afagat deklamema could go in the mesechada v'hadonasa v'achriti. And even though you could say that maybe David never had more than 18 wives, and after they had multiple children, then this woman died, and then he married another yafas tayar. However, mikol makom kasha d'lei b'nei yafas tayar mikri. But even so, the first question is still shver, as these children that he would have after they were already married would certainly not be called the b'nei yafas tayar ayin shom. The Gemara now continues and discusses a story about Tamar, and we know that Tamar was very beautiful, and Amnon was her stepbrother, and he wanted to marry her. Yehonadab ben Shimma, who was Amnon's friend and his cousin, gave Amnon an etzah that he should make believe that he was sick. Then when his father David comes to visit him, he should tell his father that he wants his sister Tamar to come and cook for him. Then he would be able to be misached with Tamar and have beer with Tamar. The Gemara now continues, Ram Rabbi Yudam Rav, and Rabbi Yudah says the name of Rav, Tamar Basi Fastayah Haisa, that Tamar was the daughter of Yafastayah. Rashi tells us Tamar Achis Avshalim, that she was the sister of Avshalim and therefore the daughter of Macha. Let us point out that we know that Rashi Shita is that it's also for a soldier to even have Biri Shaina with the Yafas Tayar, and she has to first go through the Giris process. Therefore, Rashi and Asuk is bothered. How could we call Tamar Bas Yafas Tayar if the only way that David would be able to have a relationship with Macha is only once she was a Giris, and then she would not be called the daughter of Yafas Tayar, as Tamar would have been a regular Bas Yisrael? And therefore, Rashi explains, Bas Yafas Tayar is a Kainim Shinis Gaya B'leiv Shalim, Macha Ima Yodolil Dovid is Tamar. And even though Macha already went through the Giris process, but the Maisa she wasn't a Skyrim B'leiv Shalim, therefore we still consider that Tamar was her Rosh Hashalei B'Kedusha, since her mother wasn't yet Jewish, therefore she didn't have a din of a Jew. She is called a Bas Yafas Tayar. And Argamar continues, Shinema, and as the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Perikud Gimel states, Vani Ona Oilich Eschaposi, Va'ata Tia Ka'achad in the Volim B'Yisrael, Va'ata Dabin Ola Melech, Kiloyim Nani Mimeka. When Amnon tried to have a relationship with Tamar, she said, I'd rather ask our father, and he will certainly let me marry you, as we are not related, and you're not my brother, as Lemaisa, I'm the daughter of Yafas Tayar, V'Isak Adekbuk Basin Suin Havai. And if you will say that David was actually married to Macha, how could Tamar think that David would allow her to get married to Amnon, Achte Miyavishari Le, as certainly David would not allow Tamar to marry her half-brother. Therefore, El Shmamino, Bas Yafas Tayar Haisa, it must be that Macha was Yafas Tayar, and Tamar was born to her while she was still Yafas Tayar. Therefore, Tamar and Amnon were not considered to be related at all. The Gemara continues to discuss the story about Tamar and Amnon, and the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel states, Ula Amnon Rea, Ushma Yunadav Ben Shima Achi David, V'Yunadav Ish Chacham Oid. Generally, the term Chacham refers to someone that is smart and is a good person, and Amar Yudam Rab, Ish Chacham L'Risha, that he was a very smart person, but he used it for Rishus, and he used it to be wicked. And the Gemara continues, and we'll quote the next two Psukim, Pasuk Dalal and Hey, and we'll also quote Pasuk Tes, and the Pasuk states, Vayayim Eloi, and Yunadav asked Amnon, Madua Ata Kachodal Ben HaMelech Babeka Babeka, why do you look so thin? Litagadli, you should tell me your troubles. Vayayim Eloi Amnon, and Amnon told him, Es Tamar Achis Avsholim, Ochi Ani Oyev, I love Tamar. Vayayim Eloi Yunadav, and Yunadav told him, Chava Mishkavcha Vihischal, Uba Vichal Reischa, Vamate Love, Tavi No Tamar Achisi, Batavreni Lechem, Osso Leine Asabiria, Lemanashe Era, Vachalti Miyada, should make believe that you're sick, and then your father will come to see you, and you will then ask your father David that you want your sister Tamar to come and cook for you, and this way you'll be able to see her and be able to be misachet with her. And that's what occurred. And then when Tamar came to him, Vatikach Esemashreis Vatitzik Lefanav Vayimon Lechol Vayim Amnon, and Amnon stated, Haitziu Kol Ishmei Alai Vayetzu Kol Ishmei Olav. Agamor tells us that this was part of his plan, as Amar Yudam Rav Sheasalei Minatigon, that he asked that she should make for him fried foods, and the only way to have fresh fried foods, only if she'll fry it right in front of him, and this way he'll make sure that he'll be able to be misach with her. Pasuk tells us that after he was ma'anasa, that yisnar Amnon sinah gedoyla ma'od, ki gedoyla sinah shesona me'ava she'ava, v'yom lo Amnon kumu lechi. After this story, Amnon despised Tamar, and the Gemara asks, my timer, that why would he have such a great sinah? And Amar Yitzchak, nima nikshuloi v'asa kroshavcha, while he was having beer with Tamar, I hear from Tamar got attached to his Evo Tashmish. Because of this, he became a Kreshavcha. Gemara asks, even though certainly he should be upset, but why would he hate her? The Maisa, she didn't actually tie to here to him. As the Gemara asks, V'chinikshu loy, just because a here got attached to him, Iyimai Avda, what did she do to him? If what Gemara explains, Ela Ima, Kashloi Nima, Vasasi Kreshavcha, Tama actually tied a here to him, and therefore he became a Kreshavcha, and that's why he hated her. The Gemara asks, that the Maisa, this here that she tied to him, is a here that came from Oisim Mokum of Tamar, and therefore the Gemara asks, Aini, how could it be that she had a here by Oisim Mokum, Dorish Rava, but Rava Dashins, that might exceed, what does the Pasuk mean in Yecheskel when it states, Yetzi Loch Shem Bagoyim Biyafech? Rava explains, She'in Lehen Lebnei Sisol, Loi Sa Beis Neshechi, Veloi Beis Ever, prior to the Churban, the Goyim would speak about the daughters of Klai Yisol, and they would speak about their beauty that naturally they did not have here under their arms, or by the Beis Ever, or by Oisim Mokum. Therefore, how is it that Tamar had this here? And the Gemara answers, Shani Tamar, the Basi Fas Toyava. As we previously mentioned, Tamar was the daughter of Yafas Toyar, therefore this did not apply to her. She actually had here by Oisim Mokayim. The Gemara continues that the Pasuk states, Vatikach Tamar Eifa Risha, Uksenis Apasim Hashalea Kara, Vatasim Yoda Risha, Vatela Chalach Vizaka, that after the story, Tamar took ashes and placed it on her head, and she took her clothing and she ripped it. She placed her hand on her head, she went outside, and she was screaming. The Gemara explains, Tanam Mishmid Rabbi Shua Ben Kocha, Gedda Gadol Gadol Tamar Vaisusha, that Tamar made a great Gedda at that time, because she went public and she made sure that people knew that this occurred to her. So Amru, so therefore people said, if this could happen to the daughter of a king, then certainly this could happen to a regular person. And if this could happen to the tznua like Tamar, as we explained, and the Gemara continues, at that time, they made a gzira that there's an issa of yichud with an ishus ish. Though midraisa, there is no issa to have beer with a pnuya that's not a nida and that went to the mikvah. However, they made a gzira that you can't have relations with a pnuya. We continue on daf chafal from a base, and the Gemara is yichud deraisa hu. That how can you say that they were goyz on yichud and it's a din rabbanon if we know that yichud with an ishus ish is an issa deraisa? Where do we find a remez to the issa of yichud midraisa? And as the pasuk in Pashkei Seitzei regarding a mesus madiach states, ki yisiska achicha beni mecha ibincha ibitcha ishes chaykecha ireyecha asher knafshecha baseis leima melcha v'navda lehim achirim ashele yidata atavai v'secha. The Torah specifies beni mecha, which refers to a person's half brother, that's his maternal half brother, and the Torah specifically doesn't mention ben avicha, that someone will potentially be mesus his paternal half brother. And the Gemara therefore states, v'chi ben e mesus ben av ena mesus. Why would it be more shriach that he'll be mesus and will cause his maternal half brother to be Oved Avodah Zarah than his paternal half brother, and therefore must be, the Torah is telling you, that it makes sense that a person will be together with his maternal half brother, as Lemaisa, he can't be Misachar with his mother, and it's not as normal that a person will be around his paternal half brother, because it would be also to be Misachar with his father's wife, who is considered Erevah to him. As the Gemara states, therefore it's not a Shriach for a person to be together and convince his paternal half-brother, and therefore we see that the Issa Yichud is the Raisa, and the Gemara answers that in Chinami they weren't two Gzeriyos, but Ala'ima Gazal Yichud Pnuya. Although up until this point, Yichud with an Eshishish or with an Erva was certainly Asa, however at this point, Rabbanan extended this din, and they made a Gzeriyah that you can't be Misachid with a Pnuya. The Gemara continues and discusses the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, where the Pasuk states, V'adoniya ben Chagas Misnasi Lema Ani Emlech V'yasli Rechav U'prashim V'chamishim Ish Ratzon Lefanav. As we know, before David died and Shlomo became the king, so Adonia wanted to be the king after David, and therefore he started acting like a king. Adonia tried to act as a king by taking the crown of the king and trying to fit it on his head. As Rashi states, they tried to fit the crown of the king on his head and it wouldn't fit. The crown of the kingdom of David was actually made in a special way, and there was a small bar on the inside of the crown that went from one side of the crown to the other, and the only way that it fit on a person's head was if they actually were born with an indentation in the head where this bar would fit. The crown did not fit on Adonai ben Chagas' head. Gemara continues that the Pasuk states, and the Gemara asks, how did that show Malchus Malchus has L'chairah since he was a prince, so it would be pretty normal for a prince to have 50 people running in front of him. The Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, that these people were special as Kulin the Tula Troil, V'chakuke Kapis Raglayim Hayu, that all of their spleens were removed, parts of their soul were carved out, and that would make them run faster. Rashi states, the Tula Troil Ali De Sam, he didn't actually have an operation to remove their spleen, and it was done through a Sam and through some sort of a medicine. Shatchol Machpid L'Adam, the reason why they did this is because the spleen slows a person down, V'chakuke Kapis Raglayim, Im Basab Passeim, and they didn't have flesh in their heels, V'rotzim Al Kritzim Al Bakonim, V'in Zekim, and this way they could run faster on thorns and thistles, it wouldn't hurt them, and once again it wouldn't slow them down. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us point out that on Amud Aleph, when we learned the Maisa with Tamar and Amnon, mentioned the Shita of Rashi, that someone that takes a fast tire cannot have beer with her until she goes through the Gerus process. We explain our Gemara based on Shita's Rashi, however Taisus is in Rashi, Vim Kain Loi Bad David Al Macher Rak La'achashin Esgayra, Vim Kain Bas Nesuyinhi, Vehecha Shari Tamar Amnon Achtehi, and the Maisa, she's the CF sister, and how to be mutter. We already explained in Mahalach and Rashi as how to understand our Gemara. And Taisus continues and asks another question. Since the whole point of the Yafas Toyar is connected a person's Yetzirah, so it's mashma that they would have Birushayna during the Muhammad, and Lakak Birushayna and Tam Hassam, Shalayachat Senab Muhammad, Loivaleh, Birushayna, the Inachanami, Birushayna could have, but the only thing that would be also is Birushayna. And if he Taisus, our Gemara is very simple. That Lamaisa Tamar was born from Biri Shayna. Certainly at that point, her mother was Yafas Toya and was not a Geiris, and therefore she was not related to Amnon. And Taisa continues to bring a Yushalmi that brings the Shitas of Rav and Shmuel. And I mean Taisa that based on the Shita of Shmuel, therefore Taisa has to explain our Gemara, Al Kain Nir Lameima, the Tamar Loi Hoysa Bas David, Sheimakva Hoysa Muberis, Kashibasal Melchama, Tamar wasn't even the daughter of David at all, as her mother was already expecting. David took her from the Melchama. Taisa is bothered that how could you say that she wasn't the daughter of David? Lemaisa, the pasuk of Shmuel Beis refers to her as Bas Melech. Therefore, Taisa explains, "Mitesha Gadol Bechekah Shel David, Karil or Bas Melech." We continue with the new Mishnah that continues to discuss the dinim of a Melech. The Mishnah tells us, "Le'yabrei Susim El Kedem Akaftai," that a Melech cannot have a lot of Susim, only the amount he needs for his chariots and for his army. As the pasuk tells us, "Vechesev Azov Le'yabrei Ma'od El Kedem Litel Espanya," the king shouldn't have a lot of silver and gold, and he only should have the amount that he needs in order to pay his soldiers their wages and in order to have enough money to upkeep his palace. The Chaisle Sefer Torah Lishmai, he has to write his own Sefer Torah, and it must be done Lishmai, Yaitzel Melchama Metzirima, and when he goes out to Melchama, he takes it with him, Nichnas Machlisi Imai, and when he comes back to his house, he brings it with him, Yaisha Bidin Hu Imai, and when he sits in judgment, then it's with him. And although we previously stated, Leidon Vleidon Noisai, however, we already explained that Malchus Beis David were allowed to be judges, and as the Pasuk stated, Dino Lebeka Mishpat, Mesiv is when he's lying down in order to eat a meal, he can negdai, it's with him as well. And as the Pasuk Meshaifim tells us, Vahisi Imoy, Vikar by Kol Yamechayav, Leman Yilmad Liris, Hashem Alakov, Lishmas called the Ratari Azais, Vesachukame Ila Lasaisam. Our Gemara begins and discusses the first dinner of Mishnah, Tan Rabbanan, Layabale Susim, Yochal Fidu Kremakhafta Yiprashav, that since the Torah says they shouldn't have a lot of horses, so you may think he's also limited in the amount of riders and horses that he could have for his army. So Talmud Le Maloy, so the Pasuk states, Lo Yabu Loy Susim, Lo Yeinu Mabu, that he can't do it for his own use, Aval Mabu Hu Kadei Rech Beil Prashav, but certainly he's allowed to add on as many horses as he wants for his riders and for his chariots. The Brisa continues, So Amani Mekayim Susim, if a king could have many Susim, so why is the Torah state that he can't have Susim? And the Gemara explains, Susim HaBatlanim, that is referring to those Susim that are batal and not involved in his army. The Gemara continues that since the Torah used Lashon Susim, which is Lashon Rabim, so Menayin Shafilu Sus Echavu Batal Shubul Yarba, that how do you know that this issue would apply even if the Melech only had one additional sus that's batal? Hamaloyma, and therefore the pasuk continues, Rak lo yarba le susim v'lo yoshev asa amitzrayma leman habesus v'ashem amalachem le sisifun loshu b'derech hazeh oid, and therefore we see this issue applies even to one extra sus, and therefore the Gemara is, v'chim achad afilu sus echad v'batal koi b'lo yarba susim lamli, and if you're correct that the issue applies even by one horse, so why does the Torah say the Lashon Susim, which is mashma that this issa only applies when you have multiple horses and you have at least two extra horses? And the Gemara explains, Lava Balesa say Alkos Sus Vesus, that the Torah is teaching us that the Melech would have an additional issa for every additional sus that he has. The Gemara continues that the Brisa stated that based on the word Loi, we learned out, Loi Einu Mabu Avul Mabu Kadei Richbei Prashav, and the Gemara now is, Time in the Kosar Achman Loi, Halava Hoki Havamina Afil Kadei Richbei Prashav Namid Loi, and how could you think that he would not be able to have have enough horses for his army, as certainly you can't have a malchus that can't protect its citizens and can't protect its malchus. Therefore, even without this extra word, we would still know that a melech can have as many susim as he wants, as long as he has use for it, either for his army or for his chariots. Rashi states, "Bitmiya malchus blei rechavu prashim michashiva." Our answer is leitzricha lafushe that in the chenami, the pasuk is actually teaching us that even if the king will keep extra horses, but the reason that he's keeping them is in order to have extra for his army and for the cavalry, then that would be mutta. And the only time that this issa applies is if the melech is buying additional horses for his own pleasure and not for any real need and not for potential surplus needs. Ayin and Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara in Dibur Maskaloi Mashmal Hachav Daiter Luz Gadol Beribu Susim. Rashi continues Hasusim Boyim Mitzrayim Leretz Yisrael Vitzarach L'Shleich Shulchan Luktei Slei Susim Oivrim Beleis Sifu L'Reisam Oid Ad Oilam. And the Gemara explained Lava Lo B'Shtei Lavim, and let's see the top tesis on Daf Chaf Avram Beis, where tesis states Susim Lomli Pirish to Mashma Trei and Hochi Kasinon, and tesis has the following gears in our Gemara Eliksiv El Sus Hav Mino L'Kam Susim Chad Lav, that the Lashon Sus could also mean the species of horses, and maybe you would think that even if you actually had many susim, you would still only be over on one lav. Therefore, kasrachmana susim v'hadasus l'chalik al kol echad pirish iksiv sus gabi l'yaba havmina sus echad batal hu over k'nubrakra d'habay sus u'mikol mokim l'kama susim leka l'chad lav l'kach shina kasiv lava loisase al kol sus v'sus. And that's why the Torah used both l'shaynes and said susim and then said sus in order to teach us that a king will be over an additional lav for every additional horse. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah v'chesav v'zav l'yabaloi el gedei lite in Espanya, and the pasuk in Pasha Shoftim actually states v'chesav v'zav l'yabaloi ma'oid, and the Gemara states Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa v'chesav v'zav l'yabaloi yochal filu gedei lite in Espanya, and you would think that a melech can't even collect enough taxes in order to support his army and to support the people that work in the palace. Once again, Tama l'yabaloi loy in imarba avamabu gedei lite in Espanya, that a melech can't raise taxes in order to have money for himself, but if he needs the money in order to support his army or to support the government, then that would be mutar. The Gemara continues, time in the Kasser Rachman Aloy, Halava Hi Havamina, Filu Kidalit in Espanya Nami Loy. It seems from the Braisa that we had to write the word Loy, and if not for the word Loy, then we would think that the Melech cannot even raise enough taxes to cover needed expenses for the government. Certainly that can't make sense, as certainly a king needs an army, needs to have money for governmental functions. And the Gemara answers, Leitzricha Lavacha. Rashi explains that one would think that he has to be careful as to how much money he pays the soldiers and how many soldiers he has, and Zok Rashi Shiloitzamsim, Vimitzarch Lischar Oid Chayolois, Shiyumotsubiyoda, he could do so. The Gemara continues that we already spoke about the halacha that a melech is not allowed to have more than 18 wives. The pasuk stated, Vilayabali Noshim, Vilayosil Vavai, and the Gemara therefore asks, Hashad Amrit Loy Ludrasha, that now that we stated Benegea Susim and Benegea Kasavizov, that the word Loy is coming for Drasha, so Layabali Noshim might Darashtaway, so what will we dash him for the word Loy that states in the pasuk of Layabali Noshim? And the Gemara answers, Lamutajatis, that the pasuk is coming to teach us that this issa of having additional wives only pertains to a king and does not pertain to a hedyet, and a hedyet can have as many wives as he wants. Ayin Rishayim who is that if the word loy b'negei anoshim is actually coming to teach us v'loy hedyetis, so why don't we say that the word loy b'negei asusim and b'negei kesef azov also comes to tell us that this didn't only applies to a king, does not apply to hedyetis. Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda Rami, Rabbi Yehuda Esestira, is ksiv as in Malachim Aleph. The pasuk states v'hidl shleima aboyim elav urvay susim lemakovay ushne masa elav prashim and uksiv in divrei yomim beis. The pasuk states v'hidl shleima abas alofim urvay susim lemakovays ushne masa elav prashim v'yinichem ba'ari arechav im hamelach b'yushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda is therefore bothered. Did shleima hamelach have 40,000 stables or did he have only 4,000 stables? And therefore he explains haketzad that how is this possible im aboyim elav is tabloys hayu. If Shlomo HaMelech had 40,000 stables, so kol echav echad hayu b'dal lafim urvay susim, then each stable had 4,000 stalls for horses. Im dal lafim mitzablois hayu kol echav echad hayu b'aboyim elav urvay susim. If Shlomo HaMelech had 4,000 stables, then each one of them had 40,000 stalls, but the total number of stalls and the number of horses that Shlomo HaMelech had were exactly the same, and according to this calculation, it will come out that Shlomo HaMelech had 16 million horses. The Gemara continues with another stira between Psukim b'negei Shleim HaMelech, as Rabbi Yitzchak Rami, Rabbi Yitzchak Esesira, between Psukim in Divrei Yom Beis and Malachim Aleph, as Ksiv, as the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis states, Chol Klei Mashka HaMelech Shleim HaZov, Chol Klei Beis Yael Levon and Zov Sogar, and Kesef Nechsha B'mei Shleim HaMu'uma, you see there was so much silver that it wasn't considered valuable at all. Ksiv, and in Malachim Aleph it states, Vayitin HaMelech as a Kesub Yishlayim Kavonim, and the pasuk continues Veserozim Nosfan Kashik Mashab Shvelo Roiv. Lemaisa, we see that Kesef had some value, and at least it had the value of stones, and it wasn't considered like nothing. The Gemara explains Loi Kasho Kan Kodim Shnosu Shleimus Bas Pari Kan Lachas Shnosu Shleimus Bas Pari. Prior to Shleimu doing an Avera and marrying the daughter of Pari, Shleimu HaMelech had more wealth, but once he did Avera, then Shleimu lost some of his wealth. Therefore, Kesef had some sort of value. The Gemara continues Amar Bitzchok Bishos Shnosu Shleimus Bas Pari. At the time that Shleimu HaMelech married the daughter of Pari, Yor Gavriel Vinaritz Kana Bayom Behel Sirtan V'Olav Nivna Krak Gadol Shabremi, and Gavriel came out into this world and he stuck a reed into the sea, and dirt slowly attached to that reed, and eventually it became a large landmass. This piece of land became the peninsula of Italy, where the city of Rome is. They eventually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, and by Shlomo HaMelech married the daughter of Bahari, and she brought certain Avodah Zarah to Yerushalayim and to Eretz Yisrael. So that was the precursor to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, and also to the destruction of Shlomo HaMelech's kingdom. The Gemara continues with another member of Rabbi Yitzchak, from Rabbi Yitzchak, why is it that the Torah doesn't tell us the actual reasons for the mitzvahs? As Rashi says, Rabbi Yitzchak explains, because the Torah actually revealed to us the reason for two mitzvahs. Shlomo HaMelech, who is the Chacham Mikol Adam, he was nichshol in those two averos. Gemara tells us, which two averos are we referring to? As Ksiv Le'abalei Noshim, the Torah tells us, V'le'yosel Le'bavai, and therefore Amma Shlomo, Ani Abba V'le'osel, that I will be able to increase my wives, and that will not cause me to go astray from the Torah. Ksiv, and the Pasuk of Malachim Aleph states, V'hi le'izik na Shlomo, Noshav Hitus Le'bavai, Achrei Elihim Achim, V'le'hori Le'bavai Sholim Im Hashem Le'kov, Levav David Aviv. And the second avir is Uksiv, and as the pasuk states in Shaitim, Rakle Yabale Susiv Le Yosh Vesomit Rema Leman Habesus Vashem Omelchem Le Sisifin Loshav Vader Chazel Oid. And the Gemara states for Amish Lema Ani Abba Vle Oshiv, and even though I will have extra horses, I won't return to Mitzrayim. Uksiv, and the Maisa the pasuk of Malachim Al tells us Batala Vatitzim Ekov Mitzrayim Bishesh Meis Kesef Vesus Bechamishim Umeya Vichin Lechom Malche Chitim Malche Aram Biyodim Yaitziu. Gemara continues that a Mishnah stated with of Sevetera Lishmoi, and a king has to write his own Sevetera, and the Gemara brings a Braisa Tana, Ovad Shle Yisna Bishal Vesav, even if his father left him a Sevetera, that would not suffice, and he has to write his own Sevetera. The Gemara continues that we also see the same din, Benegir, the mitzvah for every year to write a Sevetera, as Rava Aval Pisha Nichole Avesel Adam Sevetera, that even if a person's father leaves him over the Sevetera, mitzvah Lichta Mishloi, there's still a mitzvah to write your own Sevetera. And then, as the Pasuk in Pash Vayel tells us, Va'ata Kisulachem as Ashir Azois, this pasuk specifically states, and you have to write it for yourself, and it's not good enough if you receive it from your father. Gemara therefore continues, how can you say there's a mitzvah for a person to write his own Sefer Torah? But we just saw in the Braisa regarding a melech that the halacha is v'kaisalei Sefer Torah l'shmoi shlo yisnor b'shal achirim, and it's mashma melech in hadit loy that this then only applies to a king and not to a regular person, and it's mashma that this halacha doesn't apply to a regular person, and a regular person could be Yitzha as long as he has a Sefer Torah from his father, and there's no specific chiv for a person to write his own Sefer Torah. And the Gemara answers, Leitzricha, Leshtei Torahs, that in the Chinami there is a chiv between a Melech and a Hedyot, as a Hedyot only has a chiv to write one Sefer Torah, and the chiv by a Melech is for the Melech to write two Sefer Torah. And as the Gemara states, Zuch Tanya, as we learned to Braisa, at the Pasuk and Pasha Shaiftim states, V'hoye Keshiftoi al Kisim Mamlachtoi, V'chosav Loyas Mishnah Torah Zeis, al Sefer Mufnei Akrein Hamalvim, since the Torah states they should write Mishnah Torah, we explain the word Mishnah Torah to refer to double Sefer Torah and to writing two Sefer Torah, and Kaisel Lishmoi Shtei Torahs Achas Sheyotzes V'Nichlasimoi. One Sefer Torah is the one that we refer to on our Mishnah, and he would always have with him, and he would even take it to Muhammad. V'Achas Shemunachas Loi Beis Kenazov, and one Sefer Torah is the standard Sefer Torah that everyone in Klai Yisrael has to have, and that Sefer Torah he would leave at home in his treasury. The Braisa continues Oisa Sheyotzes V'Nichlasimoi Oisa Oisa Kamin Kameh V'Teilu Bezroya, at the Sefer Torah that he would travel with, it would write it with very small print, and it would be like a kameh and like an amulet, and because it was so small, he was able to attach it to his arm. Neman, as is referred to in the Pasuk in Tehillim, when it states, Shavisa Hashem Negli Samid Kimi Minu Bal Emait, however, even though it would be with him at all times, Eino Nichtas Ba Loilu Beisim Echaz Voleilu Beis Akisei, he would not take it into a bathhouse or into a bathroom. Neman, as we saw in the Pasuk in Shaiftim in Perak Yitzayin, Pasuk Yutas, V'hoisi Imoi V'kara Boi Kol Yimei Chayav, and therefore we understand, Makam Aroi Likris Boi, Torah, the Melech only had a chiyuv to have a Sefer Torah in any place that he could read the Sefer Torah, but since he can't read the Sefer Torah in a bathroom or in a Beis HaMecherts, therefore certainly the Melech would not bring the Sefer Torah into a bathhouse or into a bathroom, and we will stop over here.